You know what I think about would be weird when you first cut into an onion? Those people must have freaked the fuck out. Imagine cutting an onion. Star, have you ever cut an onion before?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, just because it makes you cry?
Yeah, you'd be like, you know, I'm going to cut some strawberries.
My eyes are being poisoned.
I'm cutting strawberries. I'm cutting bananas. I'm cutting apples. Oh, I'll just cut this onion. What the fuck is happening? What?
I would imagine, like, every fruit that we probably started eating is because we watched some other animal eat it first.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
And like, where they're like, well, they're eating it. And then, like, the person who bites into it, like, an apple, and they're just like, oh, and then it's, like, does stuff. But it kind of still tastes good.
Yeah.
And then you go to your buddy, and you're like, hey, eat this. I think
hey,
that's
try
what,
this.
I think that's what an onion did. It was just like, eat this. Because they know you're not going to die because they see other animals
yeah.
eating it. So it's just a matter of, like.
What other animals eat onions?
I would assume, like,
pigs.
Anything. Yeah, pig. Like, I would assume boars.
I don't know.
Are onions good
wait,
raw?
Wait, where are onions from?
Onions are good raw.
Yeah, people eat onions like apples. And
oh,
I'm sure, like.
That's crazy.
Oh, no.
I'm sure
those people.
Kinds.
That's the sign of a serial killer. We have a couple signs of serial killers that we've discovered over
but
the past couple
also,
days.
Like,
we did.
There's, like, different kinds of onions, too. So, like, I'm sure some, like the little pearl onions probably take. Like, you could probably pop those in and be fine.
I'm a red onion fan.
See, I don't like red onions.
Do you like red potatoes?
Red onions are too strong. Yes.
I don't know. I've never
red
had a red
potatoes
potato.
Are great.
Red potatoes are so good.
Yeah.
I want to have a red meal. Red onions, red potatoes.
And blood. A cup of blood.
Everyone's, we're all met here. All right, now for the final coup d'etat. My blood.
I don't like.
The final, what was that word?
I don't
coup
know.
D'etat?
Let's move on. Peace de resistance.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late. This is a podcast about nothing. My name is Spencer Stark.
I'm Luis Gonzalez.
And I'm Starlene Hodge.
Oh boy, we got a show for you today.
I love that tagline. This is a show
about nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I stole it from Seinfeld, so I can't claim it's too
damn
original.
It.
Some of my favorite animes are shows about absolutely nothing. Yeah. Like, it's a genre. It's like a part of slice of life anime.
Is not. It's,
there's a subgenre in there where it's like, it's literally about nothing.
That's Spencer's
there are no,
favorite
no,
story.
No, it's Spencer's
favorite story.
Because I keep trying to pitch things that are just no stakes because I really enjoy shows with no stakes at all. Like, it's just, look at these people living a life and, like, literally nothing happens and I love it. And every time I try to, like, tell Spencer, I'm like, this is a thing. He's just, like, shakes his head and he's just like, no.
I have
like,
a story.
Fine.
Okay.
This is the show.
Okay.
It's a man.
Okay.
Gets a Snickers bar.
Okay. Sponsored by Snickers?
Sponsored by Snickers.
Okay.
Slowly starts peeling it open.
Uh-huh.
Takes it out of the wrapper.
Okay.
Eats it. That's it.
That's such
honestly,
a good
what
commercial.
Do you think? Low
it's
stakes,
like you're
right?
You're eating it, you eat it, and you go, And then that's it. That's a whole commercial.
Honestly, that might be a scene. There's an anime called Tanake-kun is Always Listless, and it's about this kid who, like, literally is, like, it's a mix of, I personally think the character has, like, a thyroid problem. Like, something's wrong.
Okay. Because
he's just, like, has no energy, but he's not depressed.
Right.
He's just the lowest, low-energy character, of all.
Mm.
And, like, his best friend is essentially keeping him alive by, like, taking him, like, moving him and taking him to class and, like, making him do things.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, you know, the friends, the people, he starts making friends even though he's just, like, this is too much work. Like he's just like, ugh. And like, I would see a scene where he would be trying to open up the Snickers bar and then go,
give
this
up.
Is too much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't,
That's where, what's it called? The bad guys are coming when you can't open the Snickers bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think you just play with those expectations that something bad is going to happen, but then it never happens.
A guy comes in with a gun. And just puts it down and eats the Snickers.
Oh, I'm all about it. That'd be great.
Just subverting expectations. Yeah. That's really good. Okay, I'm pitching the show that I pitched you last night. Do you remember when we were at dinner? We've been,
off-site
for the last 2 days, which is why this is actually being recorded on Wednesday.
This is we're having lunch. This is what the show
is
actually
today. Yeah, we're having lunch today. Actually, we've stayed late for the last 2 days.
That's true.
So.
Well, you guys did.
Yeah.
I know. It's nice to see you again, Star.
I know.
Yeah, I haven't seen
them
for like 2 days.
It's
they
two
were
days.
In for like a second and
that's
then they were gone.
I think that's the longest we've gone.
Yeah, 2 days. No, you guys were in New York for like.
Oh, that's true. We were in New York
three,
for like
3 days.
Well,
but
it was
over
the weekend.
But that was over the weekend. So
it was over the weekend, and I definitely didn't come into work.
No.
Yeah. No, I came into work and was just like, oh, everyone's gone. I mean, I was hanging out with the other.
Yeah.
With the Kazish crew.
Oh, right.
They're cool as fuck.
They're
so
super
fine.
We got to have them on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
But it was just like, oh, like, my source-fed people are. I was like, this. Honestly, my thought was like, this is what it would be like if there was no source-fed people left, and I was got real sad. I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah, we were in an offsite, just doing a little brainstorm for some projects we're working on, and it was really fun.
It was super fun.
It was really fun.
They
we had
got
a good
to
time.
Do the whole marketing spiel like shtick thing.
Yeah, we have to stand up in front of the group and like present ideas.
Present ideas. Yeah.
It felt like I was back in
like
school.
When you guys think like business, pitch meetings, business. Schmooze, lunch, dinner,
food,
crunch.
Cool. No, yeah, it's all
crunch.
Those guys were doing that.
Just like all the grunches. We
started
did
having
get lost
a seizure
of
just saying grunch. It was a lot.
Very Hollywood.
Yeah, I this morning we didn't have breakfast, so I just went to the fridge and there was like a plethora of like little sandwiches and quiches. So I had
nice.
That
pretty
for,
awesome. Yeah. I went and got a breakfast burrito because I was hungry. But the idea.
Okay,
so I pitched Luis this idea last night because I actually had it when I was actually, this comes from a different story. Let me tell the story really quick, and then we'll get into it. Okay, so the story is I stayed at an Airbnb in San Jose, and it was the creepiest fucking Airbnb I've ever been at. There was like weird on my Twitter. You can see the painting that was in my closet. It was like. It wasn't hanging in the closet either. It was like tucked in the closet back like it was like if you just peeked into the because the closet was open. If you just like peeked into the closet and down, it was sitting on the floor staring at you.
Yeah. It was just it takes some work
weird.
To look for it.
Yeah. And then there was this really creepy like orc thing painting of like an orc diving for a planet or something. It was really weird.
Interesting.
And then there were the fire. Alarm was missing from the room, and it was a private room, so it was inside of somebody else's house.
Okay.
And all the other rooms were other Airbnbs, so it was like a hostel. Mm-hmm. But then the person who lived there was in a different room, so she lived there apparently or stayed there sometimes, but because she wasn't there when I got there.
I don't know if that's legal technically.
But she was, she was fine. She was weird. She came out.
She was not fine.
Well, she was weird. She came out in her underwear, like in
her house.
Yeah, and she was like, "Oh, when I came in after the second day," and she was like, "Is everything okay?" She was like 70, and I was like,
"Oh hell yeah!" It's her house, and she's 70 years old. Why would she wear pants? Oh my
exactly.
God.
I wasn't. That didn't creep me out that much. It was just kind of. I mean, she was old, so I was like, "All right, she probably just doesn't know what's happening."
Yeah,
but But yeah, the room was weird. There were two doors. It was like the corner of the room had two doors, and one of them was locked, and it said, "Do not open this door." So I tried to open it, and it was locked from the other side. It was just weird. But anyway, I was staying at an Airbnb, and so I was thinking, like, what would be one of, like the sales integrations that they would do. And
okay, so here's what
I want
to
do.
I was just like, you guys are turning into to you're just morphing into these business people.
Okay,
like,
it's so
like,
so
this podcast is just gonna slowly turn into like business podcast.
Oh no, no, not at all. No, this is kind of the opposite. So you get a bunch of people and you have them travel around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you have them go to places, you know, they have them go to like mountains, stay at mountains and like in deserts and all sorts of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And having them play Dungeons and Dragons in those different areas, like wherever they're supposed to be. So they go to the mountains and do the mountain, like they do some sort of quest where they're like in the mountains and then they would travel to the desert. They would actually travel and
so
go to the
like
desert.
It's like almost LARPing, but not.
Right. It's like LARPing, but playing Dungeons
and
Dragons.
But you're like, we're going to the location, guys, but we're still going to sit around and
play
this
exactly.
It's like the source-fed D&D where they have the green screen, but no green screen.
But no green screen. You're actually there and you can actually like walk around and you can actually do, I don't know, it'd be really fun. But they would stay at Airbnbs, and it would be called Air D&D.
What do you think? You like it? We're making it.
My heart hurts about that title just because it's just like too on the nose. It's almost like it's too, like, it's, you went from, like, it's so clever that it became unclever. Does that make sense? Like, that's,
God damn it.
That's where my brain went on that, where it's just like, oh, that's like,
Let us know in the comments down below if you like Air D&D and would like to pay for it.
Yeah.
If someone wants to pay for it, I'm down for this trip.
I mean,
are you telling me
you wouldn't want to go around the world and play D&D in those locations and stay at Airbnbs for free?
I mean, I would. All of that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
You
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if it would be a good show.
Why not?
I would do. I
There's
would go.
D&D okay, shows
imagine
already.
Fungeons and Flagons. And instead of Maud's house, they're traveling.
Yeah, but you know, like, there's Same a reason people. They can't call it D&D, right? Like, that's why, like, it's Fungeons and Flagons.
You
they're
get
not,
D&D to sponsor it.
They're not going to sponsor they're, it. They're so
Airbnb
picky.
Airbnb and D&D, it'd be awesome.
They'd be
that's
so
what a sales.
They'd be so picky about it. Like, Wizards of whatever, like, they're like...
Wizards of Waverly Place or
the,
whatever?
The people who own D&D, they're, like, about all that stuff.
Would oh, Wizards of the Coast is who you're
talking
about.
Yeah, yeah. So you'd have to do like a Pathfinder version, so then you start losing your pun because Pathfinder's open source.
Mm.
And then you could, but then you could do whatever you want because Pathfinder doesn't give two
right,
fucks.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you could do anything.
I was talking about earlier corporate espionage.
Corporate?
That's not a word.
Corporal
espionage.
Oh my God, that's a show. That's a show right there where somebody who like talks to ghosts and they try to get like sneaky business deals and they send their ghosts to go like do the espionage and get all like the secrets and stuff and then they come back and like tell the person.
What if it was an FBI agent, but they're a ghost and it's called corporal espionage?
Ooh, I'd watch that too. Oh man, yeah. Yeah,
like
yeah,
they,
yeah.
But yeah, they're like they
ghost
like,
spies. Like they're
yeah, ghost spies.
Spies.
And there's a whole world of ghost spies. Holy shit.
That's pretty good.
That's like just above a decent idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like a CBS show. Like that's what that feels like to me. Where it's
I'm surprised that they always say that the number one viewed channel.
Oh yeah.
That's insane.
People really like cop shows. They like their medical dramas, and CBS is like middle America watches a lot of TV.
Middle age, middle America.
Yeah, it's just it's
middle tone.
It's easy. It's essentially
That's
it's
right.
easy TV. It's easy
TV.
It's like I could go in. I know my formula. I like these characters.
Right.
They have like they generally are good about picking people with chemistry.
Yeah.
Because the shows tend to not to be like plot wise or story wise great, but the people are like fun.
Yeah,
to,
they're compelling.
Really?
Yeah, are compelling. So yeah.
Is that Spencer Reed guy? Is that on CBS? You know, remember like you,
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. I think Criminal Minds is CBS, isn't it?
I think it's
yes.
over, isn't it?
I don't know if it's still going
on.
No,
it's not. I mean, it's still going.
I have buddies that write for NCIS.
Oh,
and
really?
So, like, and they're, and every, I mean, we used, it was my old trivia group, but, like, everyone's gotten busy and, like, has real lives now, so no one could go to trivia regularly anymore. But, yeah, they would just, they, it's just, it's kind of one of those, like, most stable-esque kind of shows to have in TV. Like, they were never really worried about whether they're going to get canceled or not, because it's like it's NCIS and it's
yeah
huge.
It's gonna run
that's crazy.
And like I like their little their progress of like being behind the scenes to actually getting like credits on the thing was like just real cool.
Yeah, it's really
like,
cool
yeah,
to see.
Yeah man, I haven't watched an episode of the show but like that's so cool.
I watched it growing up.
You did?
Abby, NCIS?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it growing up because we'd watch it in my house. Like it would be on.
It'd be on, yeah.
Yeah, so we would watch it, but it was fine. Yeah. It was one of those shows you could just watch and you go, that's a show.
Yeah.
They know how to. They know
that's
how,
a food.
That's a
food.
Show. That's a show. Yeah. That's what it was.
Mine was CSI. I was a big CSI fan.
I like CSI. It was fine. It was just like one of those shows that you could watch and you go.
CSI used to gross me out. Like there's a couple
exists.
Like mental like gross moments that I've just kind of like internalized. And it's like, ugh. Like people turning into soap when you die. Like that's because of CSI. Like that did you guys know that?
Huh. That we turn into soap?
Because we're made of fat.
Oh, yeah.
So there'd be, because it's based in Vegas, so there'd be a couple of episodes where it's just like, here's somebody in a barrel that they found in the middle of the desert, and they open it up, and it's just a person. It's goo. It's goo.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is this? And it's like, it's soap, essentially, because it's like fat that melted, and it's like contained, and it's just a person, a blob of people goo.
That's real gross.
Thing. Real gross. It was another one where somebody was left in the trunk of a car during like a heat wave. In Vegas, and like they brought the car in because it was like, oh, it's gross, it smells.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they brought it in, and they opened it up, and the trunk was just liquid, and it was like liquid person. I was like, oh god. And then of course, like later on in the episode, like there's like the little techie science guys, like you know, trying to like do his thing, and he drops something in it, and it splashes, and he's just like,
oh no.
And I was like, why would you do this to me, show? But that's in forever in my brain.
Right.
That, like, oh, people can turn into soup in like hot weather. Also, the Quentin Tarantino episode. He directed one episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What?
Yeah. You should watch that one. It's it's honestly, I stopped watching after that because, like, this is never going to get any better than
this. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wait, but do they hold him back? You know what I mean?
No, they did not. Like, I mean, he still was, like, TV. Like, it wasn't, like, gory. But, like, as far as you can go for a TV, CBS TV show, he goes.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, essentially my favorite character on the show was, like, this big beefy dude who was just, like, had heart of gold, though. Like, he was that guy.
Is it Nick?
Nick, yes. Yeah. Nick was beautiful, but also, like, generally nice character on the show.
Nice Nick.
And all the bad shit would happen
to
him.
Yeah, to Nick.
Everything horrible
Is
would
that
happen
the episode where
him.
He get thrown out the window?
That's one of them. Like, no, this was the one where he was essentially buried alive.
That's right. I remember that one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino was an episode where they bury Nick alive and put a webcam on it, and his friends get to see him in the coffin.
Yeah, that was an
intense
episode.
And, there's a moment, and they leave him with a gun inside the thing. So it's just like, what can you do? Like, your friends might, and he doesn't know that they could see him. Mm-hmm. But it's like every time they press a button, like a fan comes on and a light.
Yeah,
so, like, there's weird noises. It's like a whole mental torture thing. And you don't know if he's going to shoot himself. And his friends are, like, watching, like, don't
shoot yourself. We're coming to save
like,
you.
All
yeah,
this
but
stuff.
They can't, he can't hear him. Yeah.
And then I think he's
like one of the better.
He shoots the light because the light's really, like, glaring instead of, like, shooting
himself.
But then there's ants.
Oh, yeah.
I've had 60 ant bites on my body.
So intense.
So the reason why that episode works so well is because it's about the person that you really care about that you've watched over the course of the show. And that's one of the problems with shows like that is that, like, you get attached to the characters because you watch it so much. But the characters are not the ones who are going through shit most of the time. And they've kind of changed that a little bit. But, like, when you have a character that you really care about then put into danger, then you start to, you know, I guess that's not really always the case because something like Castle got worse as they started to do that
more. Yeah, but that's also, they had, like, issues behind the scenes.
There were a lot
of
issues with that show.
I loved Castle in the beginning.
Yeah,
well, that's because I love Nathan Fillion.
I like Nathan
Fillion.
He's great.
And
then it got,
like,
really bad.
It got real bad.
And then he got kidnapped.
He did a season with amnesia.
Then he got kidnapped
and
amnesia.
And they're like, oh, so what happened?
They did that
going.
Because the two main characters, they didn't like each other, so they were trying to just keep them separated.
And then they had that separate storyline where he, like, started his own private investigation.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then she was trying to, like, hunt again.
It was,
even though she caught.
But
such a bummer.
The desk he had,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I would take that desk.
Yeah. Like, man. Same thing with Bones.
I never watched Bones.
I hate Bones. I don't like
this
show.
I watch Bones.
But yet, I've watched, I think, 90% of Bones because it was just a show that I knew the formula.
Yeah.
I could put it on while I'm drawing. The characters, like, their arcs never made any sense. They would flip-flop on, like, what their motivations would be throughout the seasons. They made one of my favorite characters, again, the nicest one. They made him into a serial killer. Why would you do that?
Oh, shit.
Because they rotate some of their cast members because they have these interns that work for Bones.
The squints.
The squints.
And I'm just like, why do you keep doing this to me? I just, so mad. But yet, I would put it on.
I know. It's weird. It's those shows that are just popcorn and you can just ignore them and then you can catch up and you can watch it 10 minutes in. You're like, oh, okay, I know what's happening. I didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need those shows if you're doing stuff.
Every time one of my favorite characters on the show, and it's always the nicest one where I'm like, you're the only one that kind of makes sense and you're kind of acting logically and, like, you're, like, a little bit of the heart, because they always have to have the person who's, like, the heart.
Yeah.
They would always, and of course, like, in order to captivate people, you fuck with the heart. Yeah. You know?
Right.
But they would just do it in such, like, I would almost say, like, disrespectful ways that I was just like, I know what you're trying to do here. You're trying to make me upset. And I'm upset, but I'm upset not because you're doing it right.
You're blatantly
trying to hurt me as an audience member, and I am upset.
Yeah.
I don't think I watched the last season. I think I finally cut off. I think it was just like, I'm done. Mm. You got That's rid of funny. Another favorite character of mine and killed him in an awful way. And I'm done.
Fuck that.
Sweet.
I watched spinoff shows, though, and then they were all canceled and it bummed me out because I liked the spinoff shows. They had a spinoff show in, like, Miami.
Oh,
I was like a Miami detective person.
I remember CSI Miami. And
I
want to
see, like,
I couldn't.
CSI Cleveland.
He would always do that. He was always do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried.
It's time for death.
And then
they just weren't as compelling. Same formula, just not as interesting characters to me.
Yeah. Okay, well, while we're on the subject of games,
yes,
there is a game that I want to play. Luis and I played it with some people when we were on the way to the Dodgers game on Monday. We went to a Dodgers game on Monday with the whole, like, Discovery team.
Ooh.
Okay, so we played this game. It's based on, like, a three-player principle, but there was an older game called Win, Lose, Banana. And
is this like Fuck, Marry, Kill?
No.
Okay.
No. And so this is a game that's like based on that same kind of concept, but okay, so essentially there are three cards.
Okay, you have the cards.
Have the cards already.
Mm-hmm.
One of them says king.
Okay.
One of them says traitor.
Okay.
And one of them says idiot.
All right.
Okay. So if you get the king card, you're gonna announce, "I'm the king." Okay?
Okay.
The people who have the traitor and the idiot card are both going to try to convince, without showing their cards to the king, convince the king that they are the idiot. That they are not the traitor, they are the idiot.
Okay.
Okay?
No.
And then the king has to choose who they think is telling the truth. Okay, here we go. Ready? I'm going to mix them up.
Oh, I'm already going to hate
this. I'm terrible at this thing.
Okay,
I already hate this. This is like mini Mafia.
Yeah, okay.
But it's worse, because at least with Mafia, I could be like, see, I wouldn't kill you. That person has a thing for you. But this is just...
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm the king.
Oh, my God.
Oh, great.
I'm the king. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I am the idiot. I'm the idiot.
No, clearly I'm the idiot. Like, I don't understand.
Are you not going to make your case?
I don't know how to make a case over like, one word thing. And, like, you know both of us.
See, I'm the idiot.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I don't know how to do this.
This is terrible because it's just like poker. I cannot hide my feelings.
Yes. Are you not going to make – okay, you're the idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here's the thing. This is exactly how I play Mafia, and I've won in Mafia that way so many times by literally never lying about what I am. When I've been Mafia, I just stay quiet, and I've played with enough people that then they get, like, nervous about it. They're like, wait. Because I'll just say, go ahead – because I'll play saying, just go ahead and kill me. That's honestly my – I was just like, I never want to play the game because I don't like lying and being stressed out.
Okay, so we're giving you the king.
Okay.
Now you have to make the choice.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You ready?
But I would sit there and be like, go ahead and kill me off. And they're like, well, clearly she's a townsperson, so, like, we're not going to kill her off because we need her to, like, make a decision. Or they'll be like, well, if she's Mafia, that's a really dumb move. So they'd never believe it.
Neutral.
All right, I'm the idiot.
Star.
I don't know.
I'm the idiot.
No, I'm the idiot.
No, Star. I'm going to be frank with you.
I hate this.
That's why it's so fun. I'm the idiot.
Star.
I hate
Star.
This.
Okay, hold on. I'm acting. No, but for real, I am the idiot.
I'm the idiot. I'm the idiot.
I am the idiot.
I'm the idiot.
I want to give the audience like 30, like not even 30 seconds, like 10 seconds to make up their own mind based
on
this.
I'm the idiot.
I think you guys need to convince them.
Okay, pause the video. I'm the idiot. Go write that I'm the idiot in the comments, and you'll be right.
Guys, I'm going to be very honest with you right now. Believe me, I am the idiot.
No, I'm the idiot. Why would I lie to you? I'm the idiot.
Why would I lie?
You guys are a liar? Here's the thing. You guys aren't making any type of like argument. You just can't.
No, all you're doing is looking deep into my eyes, and I'm telling you, I am
the
idiot.
This is like, I can't tell when people are lying. I'm not good with sarcasm. I don't know when people are actually being sarcastic until they, like, make note. This is awful for me because I can't tell.
Okay, you're going to pause the video and guess which one of us is the idiot.
I'm the idiot.
This is also, like, making me, like, realize. This is why my, like, love life is shit, too, because I can't determine when people are bullshitting and just being, like, I'm just like, I don't know.
Okay. I'm the idiot.
You're going to have to make a decision.
I'm just going to.
This is how I was last in the bus. I don't know.
I want to like throw a coin.
No.
No,
you have to throw a coin in your brain.
You just have to choose. Who do you think is the idiot and who do you think is the traitor?
I don't want to make this decision.
I know. It's hard.
It has no impact on anything ever.
You don't feel
like Batman trying to decide between Robin and like, what's her face?
Alicia Silverstone?
I guess, yeah.
Is that
Which I have a new opinion about that movie, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, no. I can't do it. Okay.
Who's the idiot? Just name who you think the idiot is. I'm the idiot. No. You know me. I'm the idiot.
He's a quick one, that Spencer.
I don't know. This is painful. I can't even, like, look at you guys. I'm like,
I know.
It's okay. I'm the idiot.
No, and that's not true. I'm the idiot.
I'm the idiot.
Luis is the idiot.
Yeah! I'm the traitor. I died.
Okay.
See? It's fun.
Never again. I hate this game.
There is something about, like, looking into someone's eyes and as just, they're looking at yeah. you. And there's just, like, we were talking about this in
you
the box.
Honestly, yeah. You want to know what convinced me?
What?
Your last no. Like, you were so, like, no.
I know.
I'm the idiot. And it was just like.
It was really, it was really
like,
good.
I was like,
really
that
honest.
Sounds like someone who's just like, actually like means it.
It means it. Yeah. It means so, a lot to me.
That was it. You guys actually fought until the end. I was just like, yeah. It's Louise.
So what are these games called? Isn't there like a. Like
it's a, like a light. It's like a light game. It's literally just three cards.
But it's like, so, the games where you can like print them out at home, isn't that?
Oh, yeah. They're print to play. So print like play. I just made these on Photoshop and printed them out
because
I was like
the original one said
the original one was winner, loser,
is
banana or win, lose,
that
banana.
Lemon milk font. Is that what?
Yes,
yeah.
That's what it
uh-huh.
is.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
I don't like that you guys test me with font choices, too. I was just like, why? Like my honestly, but that's not you guys' fault. That's just my brain. I'll see fonts and I'll go like it's like an instant quiz.
Me
like,
too.
What is it?
Like yeah. Chipotle oh, yeah. is Bank Gothic. Not the actual Chipotle logo, but the one that says Mexican Grill.
The sub, yeah, the mm-hmm. subline or the what is that called?
I don't know.
Chipotle Mexican Grill is Bank Gothic. And then the Spider-Man logo. The PlayStation logo. I don't know what the name is, but it's definitely the same font as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yes. That yeah. is. Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say. I'm like Spider-Man is PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we know what that font is?
You know the Avatar movie, the big old blockbuster movie?
Yeah.
You know what their font is?
Papyrus.
Futura? Mm-hmm.
Oh, what Papyrus? A bunch of garbage, first yeah. off. I hate that. Like, that font, I don't like that
yeah,
font.
I don't like that font
The fact
either.
That they picked that garbage of a font for their movie.
At the time, though, it was like...
Mike's English teacher used it for, like...
But it was, like, before people actually started really paying attention to font choices and stuff. And as a movie font, like, for that movie, for that thing,
it's so
not
lazy.
The worst. It really, like, because it... But like, they spaced it out. They did the kerning. Like, I'm not going to hate on when someone uses that font in the appropriate setting. Because it's, like, it's supposed to be otherworldly. Whatever. Yeah. It's when everybody uses those fonts
yeah.
for things that are just super not appropriate.
That are not appropriate for that thing.
That's why Comic Sans got, like, all its bad rap. Like, I hate on Comic Sans. But not because it's a bad font. It's because it's misused.
Yeah.
So it's the misuse of popular
Where
font,
do you use though. Comic Sans? In comics?
You use Comic Sans when it's like you're trying to make like, say like you're trying to just make like a cheesy little flyer for like a kid's party. Like you don't use it in serious business. You don't use yeah. it on websites.
You don't use it on PowerPoints. And
I have these divorce papers ready.
When you're trying to convince people. Yeah.
You're
trying to convince somebody you're the idiot.
It,
yeah.
People used to use it in like work emails. People used to use it like as like titling for things. It's not. It's supposed to be like a simple,
yeah,
cute
it's a fun
font that you don't use for paragraphs. It's not a paragraph.
It's a headline.
Well, it's before emojis, yeah. you know, Comic Sans was a way to show people, hey, I'm a fun guy. But
hey,
now you can do
yeah,
it with emojis.
I may be a businessman, but I'm a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy.
This is here's the contract for like whatever, and it's in Comic Sans because I'm fun.
I'm
a fun
guy.
Lawyer.
We're gonna have a fun time here.
I will say I've been trying not to do smiley faces in my work emails. I've been trying real hard.
I've gone back and forth between.
It depends
doing,
who I'm emailing.
But I will
I'm
not
emailing.
Give up my exclamation points. God
I
damn
won't
it!
Either.
I'm going to show that I'm excited about something, and,
yeah.
and that's the way I do
Wait,
it.
Are you not allowed to put exclamation points?
They try to like this is like one of those like women in business things. They're like, hey, ladies, don't put emojis and smiley faces in your emails and try to cut that back on the explanation. Because
add life?
Yeah, it just because it there's a mix of it makes you not look as professional
yeah.
and not as serious. But the reason women tend to do it more is because we're kind of taught to like tone down. So like we always try to be like, hey, can you like maybe do this for me instead of just being like, I need to get this done.
Right.
So it's part of that like trying to relearn that polite culture thing where it's just like you don't have to be super sweet and polite when you're actually at work. Like you're just be like
yeah,
what
I
you
need.
Need
this document. I need
so
this
So they're
PNG.
Trying to like encourage people like in the sense of like
I
just
need
so
this
that.
PNG.
So,
I need the
yeah.
PNG.
So it's this, which is it's, so it's a weird mix. There's people who are also pushing back like, no, I want to be sweet and friendly. And this is and they're like just saying they're like, yeah, just note that are you doing that because you don't want to seem overly harsh, or are you doing that because you want to do that? Like, just be aware of
why you're doing
that kind of thing. So because I'm trying to match the tone of everyone here, and I've noticed no one really does smiley faces and all this. I was like, okay, I'll tone back on my thing. I'm going to try to match here. Even though my instinct is to want to say smiley face and stuff, because I know I'm trying to tone correct myself.
Sometimes I don't even use the emoji smile face. Sometimes I'll do the old classic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking about old school classic. I don't use emojis in work emails. That's like what are you doing?
I use also the colon, capital D when I'm real excited.
Oh, you do the winky face?
No. The colon, not the semicolon. I'm not a monster.
Wait.
You seem so offended. No.
A colon is two dots. A semicolon is a dot and a comma.
Oh, okay.
It's the two dots and then it's the capital D.
Oh, so you're just like happy. Like you're like a super happy face. Okay.
Yeah. You can't see it if you're listening, but we're both smiling.
Yeah, that's true.
Luis went full into his mouth.
I did. We just got the URL, so I was happy about that. Little victories.
Oh, on the YouTube
official,
channel.
YouTube.com/WeStayedLate. No more.
And we could actually do that now?
Yeah,
that's
not,
so nice.
It's not YouTube.com/96758. Do, you know, all that. Yeah.
You should subscribe to us
on YouTube.
Yeah.
Where videos go up, and it's real fun.
We
might have more videos. We're thinking about it.
Trying. Maybe.
We want to do some other stuff. So in fact, I have folders down here full of ideas of things.
Ooh, we've been developing.
Ooh, I got
folders of things.
Y'all just can't stop pitching. I've
been in a pitch mood that I pitched this like show to myself. Like, I already came up with the concept and everything, and I asked you for that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm basically going to make a one sheet for myself. Mm-hmm. So I can do this show where it's basically going to be like, I'm going to take one weekend. It's going to be 3 minutes long. It's kind of going on this like novella thing for your book.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
But it's for video. So
cool.
And I'll take a month to edit it, but it's 3 minutes or whatever. And
per episode?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It'll have an arc, and I don't want it to just be like a vignette. Like, it's going to have a beginning, middle, and end in it. But I think if you put it all together, it's like a show. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's not going to be like a reveal and then you have to wait next.
Right.
It's going to be, you can.
Are you going to Netflix and just put it all out at once?
I don't know. That's a good question, because it's going to take me time to edit it, but I wanted to get it out there because I'll feel good and I also won't have to go back and fuck with it. You know what I mean? I don't know. We'll decide. We'll figure that out.
I mean, that would be if you're not worried about numbers or whatever, and you're just trying to like experiment. It might be an interesting idea to see how well something like that, if you just put it all at once on YouTube, see how that would work.
And then you don't you'd monetize it and get ads at the beginning of each.
Oh, it's probably not going to get monetized.
You wouldn't monetize it, and then people could just watch it in the playlist.
Use the copyright music?
Yeah. I think I might do that.
You're going to do that APM, whatever? You're going to do that? Or are you going to actually use
I
like...
think I'm going to straight up use music. I don't know yet. Because I don't give a fuck. The thing is like, I could... I don't know. I may or may not. I don't.
Tidbit, if you want to get vlog music, there's a site, not an ad. Epidemic Music or something like that, and it's like a $10 a month subscription, and they have a ton of like.
Well, it depends, because I there's just maybe certain actual songs that I think will be cool to put in. You know,
I wonder how
just
Subtic
for my own
it.
Sake.
Subtic
you know
gets
mean?
Like actual music on his vlogs and not vlogs,
like
but
Coldplay,
like Sugar Pine.
Does
all
he have
that.
Coldplay?
I think he has Coldplay.
He's having Coldplay live,
he's like,
right?
Put like for real music.
He
on
could
there,
probably get Coldplay
and I don't know
live
how
now.
He does it. And
are we talking about Stormy Winter?
Yes, yeah,
we're talking about Streaming Winner.
Streaming Winner, Sugar Pine.
Holy
7.
Shit!
Oh,
I'm
that
so
was
excited.
So exciting!
I know.
Autumn.
I'm so happy.
Autumn made the right decision.
She did.
So exciting, Autumn. If you're watching, which you're not, Autumn. If you're watching, we love you and we miss you.
Which you're not.
Yeah.
Okay. And congratulations, and everybody, and Steven, and everybody.
Yeah,
and
I want them on here.
Yeah, we
got to
get them. I mean, now it's going to be really hard.
I
want
to be on one of their videos,
they're
even
famous.
Though I'm like, oh, that's like going on to a scripted show now. Like, that's like, I'm like, oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Wait, what?
In my head, like, I wanted to like pop in on one of their videos for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
It's funny. But it's essentially scripted now. And I'm like, oh, no, you can't just pop into that.
Like, yeah, it used
like,
to be a pop-in situation.
It used to be more of like a vlog, and it was just like shooting the shit. And then like now it's organized, and it's like a well-tuned machine. I'm just like,
how,
oh, I don't want to
mess
with
that. How are we feeling
about
that?
I think it's cool.
I think it's awesome.
I think it's real cool.
Sorry, I was looking at you waiting.
I think it's I mean, like, just to be doing continuous sort of script. It's kind of mumblecore, right?
Mumblecore.
Where it's the, they don't have a script per se.
It reminds me a little bit
stuff.
Of Curb in the sense
I don't know how
of,
it works, so you guys could tell us.
Because Curb, like,
Sugar Pine.
They would, I think it was, because it's a lot of improv.
Yeah.
But they have, like, plot points that they want to hit.
Yeah.
So they, like, work on those plot points, and then they go, like, okay, we're going to try to get here today, and they just kind of...
Well, that's what I mean. Like, having a scripted show that is so... that one is streamy.
Right.
It's so great.
Is fucking amazing. It makes me so happy, because that's what I want the internet to be full of awesome stories. And, like, I want us to be able to tell stories and have those things be... things that people actually watch because the YouTube, I mean, YouTube has a ton of amazing content, but a lot of the content that is huge, a lot of it is like a talk show or is like a vlog
because
or
it's
is,
easy and people
or
just
like
want
a
to
new
see
show.
Reactions.
But right.
This is like, there's definitely like work show. And they're like coming up with.
Well,
like,
I mean, all of those are work too, yeah. But it's a, it, but
it's a different kind of thing.
It's a different, it's a story. It's a narrative. Yeah. And that's what's really exciting to me is that they're actually able to make a narrative story and have it be as big as it is, which I fucking love. It makes me so happy.
I hope this also means Kib gets to stay in the U.S. That was, like, I know, a big part of the reason.
I don't think you can use a streamy as a green card.
I think you can.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know if that's a thing.
I think, well, as in, like, part of your pitch of, like, why you should stay in the U.S., like, as, like, part of your, like packet, essentially, of, like, why are you supposed to the country kind of thing.
Well,
like,
you still have
to,
like,
that'd be a visa.
Like, in the sense of, like, keeping your visa to being, like, no, like, this is why we need him in our company. He's put the, like, I mean, I don't really know.
Right.
I know that getting a visa is hard as fuck. So anything that, like.
Especially now.
Proves your value to.
Because he's from Canada, right?
Yeah.
So you could do a spinoff series with him. Ooh, my God, a burp almost killed me. A Kib?
I mean, I'm
going
sure
to
that,
Canada.
I'm sure that's partial of the plan if that happens,
yeah.
Is that they would go to Canada.
It's like Snooki
for a
Goes
moment.
Hollywood or something.
But I mean,
you know what
I'm talking
about?
But no, I'm hoping, I'm just, I hope all of this works
I'm
out so
my
that,
mind.
Like, they could stay and keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. I'm really, I love it. I think it's so fun. Okay, well, we have a bunch of questions, so we should probably hit on some of those. And this is going
to
be a short episode, by the way, for people.
Oh, that's right. We have
because
to
Because we're doing it on our lunch hour.
I have not eaten lunch either. I'm staring
either.
At my bag of salad in the corner.
I think this orange juice is going to be my lunch.
Oh, no.
That's not good. You know that's not good.
I know.
Like, you gotta eat.
I get paid soon.
I'm looking at a bunch of questions.
We have snacks.
Try and decide which one we want to do.
Chips.
What's one that would?
I have those Cliff Bars. It's got some nutrients.
Okay, yeah. This one's kind of interesting. And if we can't think of an answer, we could think on it and come back to it. What's something that you love that you usually don't recommend to other people?
Oh.
It's a good question.
That is a good question.
Oh,
anime night.
All the things I like. Because I'm like, I don't think people would like this.
Like what?
Like Sailor Moon, I adore and love. It's like, I mean, I have the tattoo on my wrist for it. Like, I, as an adult, I don't know how I would recommend that show to
an
anybody
adult.
Who, unless like you've watched anime when you were younger and you're into it. It's the nostalgia factor for me is so high that I have to, I just love it. But... I mean, it's a cartoon from the 90s. There's so many problematic little things in it. The pacing's real weird and extended because it was like the stretched out cartoon. But for me, like I watch it and I'm like, my heart just like fills up. Like I get so excited. But for me to get someone new into it without having that like backing and also like not being like a 14-year-old girl who like is trying to figure out like the world.
Yeah.
Like not like that's the place you kind of have to like enter it. From that's hard to like make it something to recommend unless you've like
been growing up in that
there's some podcasts that I really like that I wouldn't recommend for most people because they're just so like weird or niche like there's one called Here Be Monsters I think it's called. And it's really weird. I really like it because the stories remind me. It's doing like what Vice did for news. It's doing for, like NPR. It's not on NPR, but it's like where they would stories that would be too, either absurd or crude or intense for NPR.
Okay.
they're for like you know what's it called Radiolab or
what's
something.
What's an example story?
Okay, let me find one really quick. There's a bunch of really crazy ones, but one of them is about a woman who she's essentially a webcam girl.
Okay.
And let me find it here. Be monsters, but she sells basically like she sells her underwear and she sells like all sorts of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a profile of her. And it's really fascinating because it's just like her life and what she does. But
so it's a little bit like the weirder articles on Cracked.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. But
I feel like I read that. Like,
oh, you know what she is? No, this is what she is. She is a she is like a I think she's a dominatrix and a as a like phone sex person.
Okay.
Find it. But yeah, they do a bunch of really really weird kind of.
And you wouldn't recommend it to anybody?
I don't know. It's just there are some episodes where
you're like,
I could
I don't want
not
to be a reflection of me.
Where
if
I could
I
not
it.
Listen to it.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
one about a woman who would just watch. She was, I think she came anonymously. I have to remember, but there's, I'm pretty sure it was this one. Pretty sure she was just watching her neighbors. Like she just would watch her neighbors, and it was like her recounting the life of her neighbors, watching through their windows.
I bet she was real old.
She wasn't. That was the weird thing. She just was fascinated by other people.
I was just like, I would do that if I was like 70 and retired and couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
I'd
watch
be that
people.
Lady. I'd
yeah.
be that lady with all the animals, and then I would just constantly be like spying on my neighbors because I'm like, what else am I gonna do?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I don't know. I can't find it. But you can look at the podcast. I'm looking at the podcast. I'm just trying to find the episode that I was thinking of. But it's just like fascinating looks. That one was something that I wouldn't ever have normally listened to, but it came up in the next queue on my on my podcasting because Here Be Monsters sounded really interesting. So I just made it like I subscribed to it so I could hear whatever comes out next. And it came up and I was like, what the fuck is this show?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I wasn't going to listen to it. I was going to skip it. And then it just got weird and interesting and I was like, man, I don't know how I feel about listening. It's one of those it's one of those podcasts that you listen to and you're like, I shouldn't listen, like I shouldn't be enjoying listening to this because it's so
it's a weird voyeur thing.
Yeah, but it's like so interesting because so another one was and I hope I'm not mixing this up with another podcast, but I'm pretty sure it was this one, is this woman who she was walking down the street and she would keep a tape recorder going. She would record herself. She had a microphone.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And she would just keep the thing rolling as she was walking down the streets, I think in New York or in some sort of city. And when she had a man catcall her, she would go over and start to talk to him and ask him why he did it and what his story was and what his life was, but all while recording him. And you get... She's like, you know that that's not a very nice thing to do, and turn to him and tell him that, and then he would say something back to her, and she was like, by the way, I'm a reporter, and I'm recording this conversation, you know, to let him know that it was being recorded, but she was like, I'm just wondering why you did that, and she talks to all these men who are catcalling.
Oh,
so
no.
it's like, oh,
I'm
weird, like
that's interesting, but at the same time,
them...
I'm like,
Yeah. Mm. It's very odd. Like, some of them were, you know, homeless. Yeah. Anyway, it just touches on weird topics like that. Things that I don't... some of them I skip because I'm like, this is just too weird.
Too much.
Yeah, it's just too much. But yeah, that's something I enjoy that I wouldn't recommend.
Enjoy that I wouldn't recommend. I enjoy the Asus Chromebook, but I would not recommend it to anybody. It is very slow and laggy. The Wi-Fi drops a lot. But I do like how it flips over like a little tent, and then you can turn it to an iPad. It's very cheap. It was like $299, 4 gigs of RAM.
It's pretty good.
Would not recommend it. Do not buy that. Now it's just a paperweight at my house. I pull it out sometimes.
Yeah, now that we have now that we have laptops here.
Yeah, I don't need it anymore. Easier. I mean, I miss the fact that because I like how you can touch the screen and do all that and flip it over. But I don't know. No, I don't get it.
But you like it.
But I like it. Sometimes, you know what I like about it too is it's nice and small, so it fits my lap really well. Like this thing, like I have to adjust my arms and spread out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And with the Asus Chromebook, I can do this. I can have my arms tight to my body.
Yep.
And just have them like naturally fall.
If you're talking
place.
Tech, I feel like my Apple Watch is one of those where I'm like,
really?
I like it for me. Because I like this thing, but I have no idea why it would be useful for most people. I'd be like, I don't know if you want, like, get it if you want it.
Yeah.
But like, you
don't. I'm afraid
you don't need it. Like, I would honestly, like, the way I'm using this, I could probably just get a Fitbit and it would be cheaper.
Do Fitbits monitor your heart?
I think the expensive ones do.
Expensive
ones.
But
the expensive ones don't come near the price of this.
Mm.
But like, I mean, but I'm an Apple person and I enjoy like having this on my hand. Like, yeah. I really like it. But
well, they've been monitoring like heart murmurs and stuff, like whenever you're not exercising, like, hey, your heart's doing some weird stuff and you're not exercising.
Guys, did I ever
you have to download an app for it to like tell you that. Like, otherwise it's just monitoring and it's just sitting there.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I went to get an EKG?
No.
No? Okay, this is a weird fucking story. More stories. Okay, so I was having a weird like pulsing thing happen over like where my heart was. I thought it was my heart doing something weird. I figured out what it was later. It wasn't my heart, but it felt like my heart.
Wait, now my brain is going to like guess what was wrong with Spencer, like trying to figure out.
I was okay.
No, wait, don't say.
No, it doesn't go. I mean, you already know it's not that. So it's not going to. I basically had a muscle spasm that was left over from some problems I had playing.
Oh no, go ahead. Sorry.
So I had a spasm that happens. I have a spasm that happens here. I mean, it's not awful and it's not bad. Just every once in a while, you know, your arm will twitch or like your hand will twitch sometimes.
My eyelids twitch.
Yeah, like, you know, just when you get tired. So when I get tired, I have like right above my heart, there's just a muscle that will just like pulse a little bit.
Your little pec.
Yeah, it's just a little
peck pulse.
It's a little peck pulse. It's not like, it's not giant. It just, I can feel it a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you can kind of feel movement. Yeah. And so I was young and I was worried about, I was probably like 14 or 15, and I was worried about what it was.
Yeah.
So I told my my parents, and my mom took me to the doctor, and they were like, if you're feeling weird stuff happening with your heart, like, it felt like my heart was beating and then my heart would beat out of, it felt like it was like
who's our guest today?
Elise.
I know, Elise. I know. It's not typical.
What's going on? Hello.
Hello.
We have people. You want to come say hi?
Come on, say hi.
Come on, say hi.
Look at this. Only the YouTube people.
We had to record on our lunch break because you're being filmed. We had to record on our lunch break because we were gone yesterday.
We have schedules to keep.
We have schedules to keep.
We have sponsors. We have people. Are we being too loud?
No, I didn't even know you were doing this. I have like a work-related question.
Oh, what's the work-related question?
Wait, can we not talk about it here? Do we need to?
Quick start.
Ooh, this is real life,
okay,
guys.
This is real life happening.
Coming to you live. Oh, I can't reach to you.
Okay, so I'm gonna talk over this because we're not able. Okay, the next question we're gonna answer is. Okay, are you good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No, it's all good.
Amazing, guys. This is what
this
it's
is
like.
This is real
to work
life,
here at
guys.
D9.
No, it was just Did I get feedback on like a thing that I worked on?
And I
hadn't yet. So.
Oh yes.
Look at this. Real life things
this
happening.
It's a real life event.
Oh, do you want this other jacket? Do you want this one?
Is that your jacket?
Sneaking in and out. Okay, so I had this like weird thing that was happening above my heart, and it felt like it was like pulsing. It felt like my heartbeat was irregular, basically. And so they took me in. So I went to the doctor, and they're like, "You need to get that checked out. You need to go get an EKG." So they took me to get an EKG. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't know what an EKG is, have you ever had one?
No.
Okay, so they take these four little electric pads, and they put them. They put them on your heart. So they put one on the, not on your heart, but they put them on your chest where your heart would be. So they put one on the top, one on the top right, one on the top left, one on the bottom right, mm-hmm. one on the bottom left, right?
Yeah.
Where your like atriums and ventricles are.
For all the chambers.
Yeah, for all the chambers of the heart.
Yeah, four chambers in the heart.
It's the atrium and the ventricle, right?
I think so, yeah.
I only know aorta. And I know there's four chambers.
And there's a chamber of secrets.
Okay,
right,
so I don't know exactly. I think that's what they are. But anyways, they put them on each of the chambers essentially. Uh-huh. To basically monitor, because the heart
blood flow.
Yeah, the blood flow. And so she put those on, and they all had colors on them. Like, all the ones had certain That's colors fun. On them, like that, so that you knew which one went where.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, okay, this one goes here, this one goes here, blah, blah, blah. And then they took it, and then we got the results back, and the doctor called me and was like, something's really fucked up with your heart.
Oh, no.
Like, your heart is no, basically...
You shouldn't be alive right now.
They were like, so it looks like you're, like, the basically, I don't know exactly how it works. Somebody probably knows this better, but, like, your heart is supposed to be in a certain pattern. Like, one valve is supposed to open, then the next one's supposed to open, and then that, you know, then the first one closes, that one opens, and it goes all the way around. And
it's
apparently,
like it's a this motion. I'm opening and closing one hand at a time.
Right. So it's like this open and close motion. And apparently, when they ran the EKG, they found that my heart wasn't opening and closing in the right pattern. It was opening and closing in the wrong path. It was opening and closing different.
They're fearing that you were a Time Lord.
Right.
And that, like, you have, like, they're weird, like, shit going
you
on.
You shouldn't exist. They're like, this is really scary. And the doctor was like, I'm going to send you in to get a more elaborate EKG, like a more elaborate kind of thing just to see what exactly is happening. Because, like, this is just one test. And, you know, I don't know what the situation is because we haven't seen something like this. And so so I went back in.
I was just also thinking, you know, like, they're telling your mom, just like, man, your son's an alien.
Yeah.
He's not of,
well,
of this planet.
My mom was freaking out, obviously, because she was like,
of course.
Heart problems?
Of course.
I mean, my dad was too. I don't want to. But I think I was with my mom when we found, because I think it was like there that we found out or something. But I don't know. But they were both like really worried. And so I went back in to go do the, like, other test, and they put the things back on. And I was like, something's wrong.
Yep.
And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, this isn't the order they were in last time.
Yep.
It was a different person.
Oh.
She was like, what do you mean that wasn't the order they were in last time? I was like, those aren't the colors that they were last time. The color pattern is not the same.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay. I was like, do they tie to certain areas? And she was like, yeah. I was like, can you look at those results that I got last time?
Like, flip.
And see if it was just that the things were flipped? And they were like, shit. Yeah.
That's what happened.
They put the pads on the wrong section, so it looked like when they...
Some weird funky pad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was just... It was
That's
just
crazy
something.
They didn't think about that as an option.
I know.
He had to go all the way, drive to the hotel.
That was somebody's
hotel.
First
but
mistake, though. That's what that was.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, this, we never, like.
Yeah, we've never had that issue.
You just wouldn't think that that would be the thing.
Right. They wouldn't. They didn't even think about it. Like, because they basically get it as, like, okay, the left ventricle is
going.
And then the right
just like,
atrium or whatever, and it's supposed to beat in a certain way. And they were like, they were just looking at the results and going, this is weird.
Yeah.
Why is it doing that? But they didn't even think about the fact that it could have been put.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was
Man,
fucking weird.
Man, human nature is weird.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we just make all sorts of dumb mistakes.
Yeah. But it got worked out, and I didn't have heart problems. Thank God. I was
Thank
like,
God.
Free. I was like, I'm probably going to die soon. But, you know,
no.
Whatever. All right. We have another question. You have the ability. You wanted to answer this one, so I really want to answer this one. You have the ability to change the color and style of your hair in an instant. So you can give yourself a pink afro and then go bald and then a green mohawk. So basically, there's no consequence to changing your hair.
Okay.
What's the first style you would pick? Like, what's the first thing? If you had no consequence to your hair,
right.
What would be the first
so
thing
you
would
do? So you could change it back immediately.
You could change it back immediately. Just what would the first thing that you would try?
Oh, just like a quick little
that you
go
would try,
to.
Something that you've wanted to try or something that's like crazy that you want to try, that you want to see yourself in, but you don't, it's not like something you have to make the decision to live with.
My brain went to two totally different like areas.
What is it?
Okay.
The first thought, to be honest, was that the longest hair I could have, like still my texture, but just really long because my hair like bounces back because it's just it's curly.
Yeah.
So even though it looks like it's up to here, it's actually like to my armpit.
Totally.
Like it's just, it curls. So for me to have like that super long like Indian length hair would take me decades, and I'm not that patient, and also hair health and blah blah blah. So I would, my instinct was just to be like, I want really long anime ridiculous but still my curly hair texture that's not like weighted down by gravity. It's just that. And then my second was just to like the shortest of like cuts, just to be like, what would that be like?
Just like a buzz cut?
Not a buzz, like a pixie.
Like a pixie.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, again, with my natural hair texture, just to know what the curl would look like at that shortness without like the shock of me going, what have I done? And like panicking and crying.
Yeah.
Okay, so my hair has been it's a character on its own.
Okay.
We've had a lot of fights. We've had a lot of apologies to each other. No, it's difficult to deal with my hair for some reason. It's like very thick and curly.
What happens if
weird.
You grow your hair out?
Do you get a puff?
It puffs out.
Okay.
So it goes like that. But it is a pain in the ass to deal with sometimes.
Okay.
And so I just, for the sake of having normalcy, and this might be weird, but I'd like it just to be a little bit easier. And I just want to try having straight hair for one day.
Well, just straight up straight hair?
I don't know. A little wavy. How about wavy and not as thick?
Like my hair?
Maybe. I just wanted one day to do it. Cause
not like my style, but like how it's straight. It's
like
very
I was
straight.
Yeah. Like I would go into the pool and it would be like, hey, are you going swimming? Why are you still dry looking? I'm like, no, I've been swimming like all day. I've been
your
diving
hair in. Just
my hair just didn't like want to get wet. It was
your
like
your hair doesn't absorb it. Does
your
no.
hair's
question,
like a lab.
Quick question. Does your hair get oily or is it dry?
Oh, it's hella dry.
Okay.
But then I started fixing that. And it got a lot better.
Did you do a shampoo?
Oh, my God.
Did you moisturize your head?
Yeah, and that well, I condition it.
Well, you don't. When your hair is dry, you tend not to shampoo because that just makes it
that dries
way
it
worse.
Out.
It dries
but
it
what
out
if
way
you
worse.
Get, but what if you get a dandruff shampoo that has moisturizer?
See, that's when it gets complicated because yeah.
You're
I know.
Still drying out your hair.
So you kind of have to do a little balance. Sometimes.
You have to wash it. Obviously, you have to wash it every once in a while. Like, same thing. I shampoo my hair maybe once every 2 weeks.
It's turned into a health podcast. I love it.
Because it's just, it's curly and it doesn't get oily. And I'm constantly putting moisturizers in it and just like stuff. And the stuff I'm putting in it doesn't, like, it's like my hair absorbs it and then it's just like gone the next day. So I'm like, where's all the product going? Because it's not
and it's,
dirty.
It's terrible.
It's just,
like when I was in Houston because the humidity.
Oh, yeah.
So you walk in and I'd have my hair kind of made and then it'll go and just puff out.
Yeah.
And if it gets long,
when
it just gets
wily. When you moved to
LA
and the first time your hair didn't do the things, you were like, what the fuck is...
Yeah.
This is... Oh, okay, cool.
And then as I grew up, I was like, oh, I need to get haircuts more often. That's what I need to do. Because I would just keep it long and like try to tame it.
Yeah.
But then hair grows in different ways. So like my hair will grow longer here and this would go short. So I would have to like force it with gel to make it work.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized like, no, I just need to get my hair cut more often. That's all.
I don't moisturize it more. Handle straight white people hair just because I don't know.
They make it look so easy. I want
to take care of it.
It's really easy.
I know, and I wanted to be that kid. Remember, like in Boy Meets World. Remember when Boy Meets World when Sean was like, hey,
"You
want
to
get a girl?"
Literally wash your hair every day. I'm also still thinking of long hair.
I wanted
long,
to do
straight
this.
Hair. It's just like, oh man, if it's greasy every day, I would be. I don't
with
know if I could handle it. I don't think I could handle greasy hair.
You
want to
do the L'Oreal hair flip?
Yeah, well, that's what Sean used to do in Boy Meets World. I was like, this is how you get girls.
Oh, you mean like when you have longer hair and you can flip it
and
out
you
of your
flip
eyes?
It, yeah.
I used
like,
to do that.
And then like Corey tried to do it and he's like, and he couldn't because he has like
yeah, he had
hair.
A little
yeah.
fro too.
He's got a little fro.
That's
so,
too funny.
That's like a thing.
I would, okay, so I was, I flew out to San Jose last weekend and one, I was at Ape and I met somebody who knew what Candy was,
which
was
is
amazing.
Like,
and they were
what?
Like, is this Star's new comic? I was like, yeah. I was like, do you know Star? And he was like, no, I just know of her. I knew Candy and I followed Candy and I've been looking for it updating and it hasn't updated and I can't believe she's new. So it was really cool. And then I also found somebody, who I ran into some people who listened to the podcast.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
We got some Whistlers.
And so, yes, we got some Whistlers. And they bought some stuff. And they came by and said hi. And they made sure I was taken care of. They got, they were like
eggs.
Offering me. Yeah, they got free eggs. They were offering me water. And they were just like the nicest people. And I was so excited. And it made me really happy. So shout out to them. As I was going through the airport, as it always happens when I go through the airport, I show my ID and nobody believes that it's me. So, if I could change my hair, it would be back to just for the moment that I go and check in at the airport. I would change it to what my hair looks like in my license photo.
It does not look like him, you
it's,
guys.
You're not going to be able to see
if
it. It's way too focused.
Sign up. If you sign up for the...
Camera.
Oh.
Hold
go go to our YouTube.
Yeah, just cover everything except for
the... Or you can go to our Slack.
You can go to the Slack.
Oh, it's blurry. It's out of focus. It's out of focus. You're not going to get
There's a picture of me on the Slack. You can find
you
it.
You got to go to the Slack.
Yeah, it's out of focus. It's not going to happen.
Oh, that's a bummer. Enhance.
Enhance. Zoom and enhance.
Zoom and enhance.
But yeah, I would do that because they always are like, is this you? And then I have to just smile, and then they're like, oh, it's you, because I have the same smile as I did. But I have but my hair. I've explained this on the podcast before. It was raining. Mm-hmm. I was like 16. I had longer hair. My hair was just flat.
You're like all red too. It's just it's
because it was raining, and I was running in from the rain, and it was it's not a good. And I was sunburned. It was a bad situation. So I would change it to that. But if I could change it to anything, at least I have my ID. Yeah. Luis, you lost your ID. You were using your passport to get around, which was awesome. It looked like an FBI thing as you came in. You had to check in at Discovery, and you had the thing. It was so cool. But if I could change my hair to anything just regularly, as a fun thing.
Yeah.
I think I would make it super spiked, just crazy.
Yeah.
Weird. Hey, we have a friend.
Hey, we got another friend.
Join us for the end of the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, go pull up a chair.
We're going to do an impromptu guest.
Yay.
Yay.
What do I do?
You just put.
Talking to that mic.
You might want to adjust the camera.
I'm going
to
do it.
Oh, okay.
Talking to that mic. Hello.
Luis is going to adjust the camera.
This is so thrilling. This is my dream. Wait, is this actually on?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on.
Woo.
Oh, we gotta get you.
We have no headphones.
Do we have no headphones?
Guys, I'm so sorry.
No. Did you need something? Are we interrupting your work?
No. Okay. I mean, yeah, but we're not in a bad way.
We're almost done.
Yeah, we're almost done. We were just answering last question. Okay, the question we're gonna have you answer is if you could change. You can. If you have the ability to change the color and style of your hair in an instant, what would you change it to? If you could just change it and then change it back to whatever, you didn't have to worry about it not being, it staying that. Do you know what I mean?
A purple mohawk.
A purple mohawk.
Ooh, that's the best answer that we've all had.
What did you guys say?
I said super, super extra long.
What if you sit on, I guess it's a moment.
It's a moment, just
ooh,
to know.
I didn't think about that. Sitting on your hair?
Yeah.
You just
there are women
the
who do that. Ooh, it's so exciting.
And we should introduce who you are.
Yeah. Oh.
You should introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Lauren. It is so weird that I'm also being videotaped. Nice to meet you all.
Yeah, sometimes she's here with us. So we work here at this table. And sometimes she pops in and joins us at work.
And hangs out. Yeah.
More and more frequently.
Yeah.
I said I wanted to change my hair when I was at the airport flying out.
Yeah, show Lauren this picture.
Because my hair, because they don't know that it's me. And because it doesn't look like me in my license picture.
I'm a little scared. What? Have you seen
it? No, show it. Use his ID.
Oh,
it's okay. I think it's fine.
They're
going to
screenshot it and enhance.
Oh,
zoom in on it.
That is actually, that's really, this is so awkward. I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't adjusted it so that you're
welcome
looking.
Welcome to the weird person on the podcast.
But yeah, I would adjust it to that because they always wonder if it's actually me. And I'm like, no, I promise you it's me.
Yeah, you need a new ID.
I know. But you have to lose it in order for them to give you a new picture, and then you have to go to the DMV.
I have to get a new picture? I didn't know that.
You don't have to lose it. You can
you just ask
you
them.
Lost
yeah,
it.
Pretend
I
you
know,
lost
but
it.
Then it. But then they don't replace it for free. Then you have to pay money for it, and I don't have any money.
That's true.
I have no money.
I've been surviving on
I have
$60
no money.
For 2 weeks.
He's like, look, there are $0.
There's nothing.
Wait, how much have
you
had?
You have no money as you pull
the last
out
couple
like
weeks,
$3.
Like 60 or 70. But we've been getting free lunch at work.
Yeah.
Oh,
lunch and dinners.
Yeah, I know.
And games.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, we need to play the game.
Yes,
we have to play
the game.
Okay. So we're going to play
not,
a game.
I'm not playing. Okay? I'm not playing.
Is it okay that I'm awkwardly?
Yeah, you're fine.
look wherever you're comfortable looking.
Okay, we already played this game with Star, and she hated it, so we're going to play it. So basically, there are three cards. There's a king card, there's a traitor card, and there's an idiot card. Okay?
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. So whoever gets the king card, they announce, I'm the king. Whoever gets the traitor and the idiot card, they have to try and convince the king that they are the
idiot.
Oh, my
God. This is like that game.
Win, lose, banana.
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to say Mafia?
Werewolf? I mean, yeah, but... Oh, maybe that's
it's like werewolf.
Yes, werewolf. It's a board game. And yeah, and
it's
you, like,
the same.
Little...
It's just pared down. It's like completely pared down to just that one mechanic, and it's we have a lot of fun there. Okay.
I want to be the king.
El Rey. Right. It's king in Spanish.
Yeah.
Who's like the king? This. King. I got king.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm the idiot.
No, that's not true. I'm the idiot.
I'm the idiot.
No, look. I'm the idiot.
Look at me. I'm the idiot.
No. No, he's not. I'm the idiot.
I'm the idiot.
I hate this game so
I am the
much.
Idiot.
Okay, wait. I have a question.
Yes.
What happens if I get this wrong?
Nothing.
You get stabbed. Oh.
Nothing. Nothing happens.
Luis, you get stabbed.
See, he's clearly the traitor.
No, that's
I'm
that,
the wait, idiot.
Like, I'm making jokes.
Wait, but like, why don't you want to convince me that you're an idiot?
Because whoever the traitor is dies.
Yeah, they get the king kills.
You see what
them.
I mean? The king would kill the traitor. They wouldn't kill the
so
idiot.
So I'm telling you, I'm just the old good old jester making jokes.
I'm the idiot.
I'm the idiot.
No, I'm the idiot.
No, I'm the idiot.
This is why I hate this game, because I can just be like, I don't know. Okay, I have a question.
Because,
I have a question.
Okay.
Why aren't you the traitor? One at a time, Spencer first.
Because I am loyal to you, and also, even if I wanted to trait, I wouldn't know how to do it because I'm an idiot.
You, wait, trait?
Yes.
the traitor, the one who traits.
Yeah, what else would a traitor do? They trait.
Listen, okay. I'm over here making jokes as an idiot would, so I can't trait. I'm an idiot. It's true.
Okay. Okay, one more time.
Okay.
Convince me.
I'm the idiot.
No.
I'm the idiot.
It's not true.
No, it's not.
Okay, I actually
lying.
Think you're the idiot.
I am the idiot.
Yes!
Yes! I'm so happy. This was wonderful.
it's so fun.
Wait, why did you hate it? Because I don't like making decisions like I can't.
Were you the king?
I was the king.
See, if
I and then the first time around, I was the traitor, and I was just like, I don't know how to lie. Just
so here's
like,
the thing. Here's the thing. You were so fucking, oh.
No, you can say fuck.
You can say whatever
so
you want.
Fucking genuine.
I know.
Yeah.
It was like, and I was like, he has to be a really good actor if that's
no, if I got traitor, I would have been giggling and couldn't contain
it's
myself.
It's really hard.
You,
yeah.
Yeah, he, okay. I don't know how you do it, but no, like you have basically have to have a poker face to do it.
I'm so bad at it. I've lost both times in the traitor, so it isn't, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no,
wait,
but you
so like if I guessed wrong.
You
then
get
you
stabbed.
Get stabbed.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
for real.
That's
just
like
in the game
that
world.
That really is a true
because then you're like, oh, okay. you're not the traitor. You're the idiot. And then
all
the traitor
of a sudden,
would stab
I just
you.
Got like sent back to like elementary school where if they're playing that and that was the rule, like you wouldn't get stabbed. It was just like, oh, like if you pick wrong, you get punched.
That's
yeah,
true.
I could see that being
oh
up
my
in
God,
elementary
no, that,
school
yeah,
rule.
With,
like
wall
ball?
Punch buggy thing.
Yeah, like punch buggy.
What's
don't
punch
back.
Buggy?
You never played punch buggy?
I played Bloody Knuckles.
What? Oh shit! I remember Bloody Knuckles.
Oh, yeah,
fuck
you
that
keep
game.
Punching.
And you keep going like
and quarters.
Oh, quarters is terrible. You have to flick
yeah.
it. And yeah.
Oh
it's
God,
just pain.
No, so, I'm not. Okay, I would play
or wall ball where you mm-hmm. you throw
no.
it
mm-hmm.
and if you don't touch the wall,
you get
they
hit
peg
with
you.
That fucking
no.
ball.
No,
I
no,
wall
no.
Ball.
So I played paper football. That's about the farthest I went.
You ever played like pencil? You ever played pencil
oh,
war?
Pencil.
No, I don't play anything where
it?
You get
yeah,
hurt.
I was so bad at that game. And also, you do it with spoons. You ever did it with
no,
plastic
no.
spoons?
Isn't the whole point of the pencil game to break the pencil?
Yeah,
but you could do it with plastic spoons. The lunch,
oh, plastic
the lunch
spoons,
spoons that you would get. So people would take it and like metal. Take the tips of it and fold it down so
no.
you have like a thing. And then you do that. And the whole point was to break like the spork part of the spoon.
No,
this is horrifying.
No.
There was someone who came in with a big ass pencil this thick.
Ew,
and he was like,
no.
try to defeat me.
And he was a Scott Pilgrim style, yeah.
We were like in fourth, fifth grade, and oh he was like, God. I'm going to start destroying. When we played beer pong, we had this rule. You know, you try to throw the ball into the little cup. If you overshoot it, there would be the penalty that you had to raise your shirt, like just right here to your tum-tums,
oh,
and then
no.
they get to pick it up and peg you. But no,
so
no other house I went to ever had that rule. But it was just like our specific house. Like, so you never wanted to overshoot.
So what if you just got tasered? That'd be real fun.
No.
The fourth and fifth grade mentality through college.
Oh, it's probably still with me right now.
That's probably it.
That's why I'm the idiot.
I'm the idiot.
Was every time you saw VW, old VW yeah. bug.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Punch buggy, no punch bag.
You'd punch, and like at least in Miami, you'd go punch buggy. You just say punch buggy, no hit, click click. If you didn't say click click, you could get punched back.
They did add something. I'm from Delaware.
Delaware.
They did.
I'm not
add
from Delaware.
Represent. I know I'm not, but I feel like I am now that you're here.
Yay! So
I feel like I'm from Florida.
What would they add?
They added something, but it wasn't click click. I don't.
I think click click for us was like the sound of when you tried to turn on the car. It was like that click.
Oh, because
noise.
Those cars always die because they're not reliable. Yeah.
But what was great? I used to. Oh, I didn't have an old bug, but I had a new Beetle for a long time. And when I was in
the green one.
Yeah, the green. I love that car. My favorite car.
You were responsible for so many.
But here's
kids
the
getting
thing.
Hit.
One of my favorite things I would do every once in a while. There was a particular like if I'd be driving and I'd pass by an elementary school and it would happen. To be recess, and the funnest thing in the world would be like I would
watching
drive
them
by,
get it.
And I kind of look, and you'd see all these kids just going to punch each other. And I was so proud that they would still play it with my car. Like, oh, the new kids have transitioned over.
Oh,
it's not just the old bugs.
I think it'd be funny just to pass by over and over and over.
If I saw that, I'd be like, well, I'm doing that about 10 times.
I feel like
I was
this
just really,
says
I was
something
like,
pumped, about
I was, like, in traffic, and I'm like. And I would, you know, you're just looking around. I looked around. I just see kids just going, like, running to go hit, like, poor kid.
This
but
evening.
They were, like, just punching it. I was just like, they're still playing it. Yeah.
This
That's
evening
great.
In Delaware, there was an elementary school where kids just punched the shit out of each other.
That was Florida.
That's Florida.
That's Florida.
That's Florida.
No, I know.
Just
but it,
saying.
It's actually probably more believable
in.
If it was in
no,
Florida
I mean,
than a bunch
we,
of kids just punched the shit out of each other and killed each other.
Here's the thing is, Delaware, we have Mischief Night. Do you guys have Mischief Night?
Is that like Halloween?
It's the night before Halloween.
Yeah, okay.
And you go in like
so Halloween
and stuff.
All Hallows Eve Eve.
Yeah.
No.
All Hallows Eve Eve.
Mischief.
It's the Eve of All Hallows Eve.
So what's mischief?
Wait, yeah, what
night?
Is mischief?
It's just so it's just kids being little shits the night before Halloween.
Yeah. And you like but it's like some people take it all just this thing is really
It's okay.
It's okay.
We adjust
it
all
the whole
time.
Sweet. Okay, so it's like a normal like people going and egging houses and stuff, but like there are people who get like crash windows and throw rocks and like
Jesus.
Dangerous.
Like the purge.
Yeah,
it's like the purge.
Like a little mini purge. You're like, we're allowed to do it. It's mischief night. And you're like, no, there's
no.
still consequences.
Like that's still illegal.
Mm-hmm. You broke someone's leg.
I mean, okay.
You
to
killed
be fair,
that man three times. Yeah.
To be fair, like 95% of people do not do that. But
right.
you know.
There's always an asshole who like takes it too far.
The rogue.
Yeah. It's like people. Like, that's why I don't like April Fools.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm just like, why would you want to hurt your friends?
But
like in the sense, like emotionally hurt your friends. Like I can't. Like, I can't handle
it. There was one time I was with my friend Steven. We were driving by his neighborhood.
Steven.
Shout out to Steven Escobar.
Hi, Steven.
Hi, Steven. And we were driving in his neighborhood, and we saw some kids TPing a house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took the corner, and they, like, barely saw us, and then they fell on the floor and just laid there.
Oh, my God.
And so me and Steven.
Cover.
Yeah, me and Steven at 1 in the morning are like, okay, let's just stay here and have a stakeout night. So we just sat there waiting for them, and for, like, an hour, the kids were just laying on the floor.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And then we were like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. Let's go to Jack in the Box. So we go to Jack in the Box, and then we come back thinking that the kids are there. No, they were gone.
Oh, aww. Man. You should have brought them Jack in the Box.
I know.
Yeah. Well, they weren't there.
I know.
No, once they saw us leave, they bolted.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were itching to leave.
Oh my God, guys, I have a great story for another podcast because it takes too long.
Okay.
That means you have to have me back.
Okay.
Damn.
Look at that was so brilliant, right?
So smooth.
Let us know in the comments down below if that was brilliant.
Skill
yeah,
one
now
to
we
brilliant.
Gotta get Lauren to join the Slack.
Ooh, we gotta get
oh, oh, guys,
she's
guys,
in the
I
oh, she
did.
Is.
You did.
I joined.
She's the number 399.
Oh.
Because it was
come
a big
on,
deal.
400. Get in there.
Do we have 400 yet?
Well, yeah, we got 400. I think we got like 402.
Did we have a gift party?
Dude,
missed the gift party?
Oh, yeah, 402. We're at 402.
Special.
Oh, shit.
You got welcomed, right? Oh, this is
I
great.
Did.
As
you guys
a new
were so
Slack
nice
member.
To me.
Yeah.
It was very, very, like, I'm not used to people being that nice.
We're in LA. We're not used to people being that nice to us.
I know we bombard our other Slack people, and I think we scare them.
I know. That's all right. Okay, so really quick before we go, because we're actually at like an hour and something.
Oh, shit.
We gotta get back to work.
Yeah, so we have to get back to work. But I did want to say that we have some people who are listeners and people who are in the Slack and also people who might not even know who we are, but we should acknowledge them anyway, who are in Puerto Rico, who just got hit with that massive hurricane. Yeah. And so please, if you have a couple extra bucks and you can go and donate, there are tons of places you can go online to look up what the best places are legally. Like, I don't want to give you a specific place to go, but you can totally find some really great places to donate. Whether it's money or whether it's like just anything that you have that they could use. There's lists of things that they need, and and also just raising awareness of the fact that they're going through some shit because there's not a lot of luckily we've had kind of more of an uptick of awareness, but it's still been really fucked up.
I made a Teespring t-shirt design for Puerto Rico, and all 100% of the proceeds and everything are going to this charity called Global Giving, one of the other way around. However, and I linked to it on my Twitter, but I also linked directly to like the charity itself. Cool. So like you don't have to like get a shirt or anything. Like
right,
you want
to just give to
donate
them
directly. But again, yeah, there's a ton of charities and stuff out there that are like helping out. Yeah. So.
Okay. So really quickly, this is why I like these guys, because like not every podcast will say stuff like this. You guys are so great.
Great. Well, we just there are
parts of Puerto Rico that are still out of power.
It's gonna be out of power for maybe
a
like
long
months.
Time. Yeah. So.
So go help if you can in any way you can, even if it's just raising awareness of the situation that's there, so that maybe people that you know or people in your network can help. We also have stuff on For Human Peoples if you want to go check that out. We have stuff there. We have stuff on Embryo. We have stuff all over.
Oh, yeah.
That you can go check out if you want some merch or whatever. But if you're gonna, but don't go buy that now. Go donate and then hopefully we'll
join the Slack and donate. Or I'm coming to your house.
And go. That's
just gonna encourage people not to do it because they're like, Luis will show up. You're famous.
We already kind of plugged it, but we do have a YouTube channel. We do have a YouTube channel as well, so you can go subscribe there, and you'll get to see our faces, and you'll get to see more happy faces. I think that's it. Is that
yeah,
anything
I think that's
else?
It.
Okay, I'm at Spencer Stark.
Oh, I'm at Louis 12.
I'm Starline X on Twitter.
I think
you don't
mine's
Social Lauren.
I think mine's L Reinhardt 3.
We'll see. Whoever L Reinhardt 3 is gonna get an influx of followers, and then be like, what the fuck happened?
I'm not very good at it. I mainly read news, so just saying.
Awesome. Okay, well you'll have to come back so you can tell us your story.
Yeah.
And it's a great story.
And yeah.
You'll have to stay late.
Oh wait, I'm gonna give you a hint.
Okay.
It's not a hint, it's a word.
Okay.
Assassins.
Oh
no,
shit.
Joke.
Now you really want to listen, don't you?
Shit, because I want to be like, you know, you have to tell us after the podcast, but I'm like, no, you
no,
can't.
You have to save it.
You got to keep this shit genuine.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are they doing? I don't do the kisses.